Many of the artists of today and old bring out inspirations from their struggles, their own stories poured into a series of melodies and harmonies that make the song that much more real. But one artist has taken that one song and made it reflect and become a milestone for him. It was the breakout. It was the backstory. It was the heartbreaker. It was the inspiration. Through the Wire by Kanye West. What is going on, you guys? My name is Stefan, and you are listening to the Audio Addiction Podcast. Kenny High. I spit it through the wire, man. There's too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. Kanye West, by the time this song was written, was a producer and a new up-and-comer from Chicago who wound up in New Jersey. Being discovered by Rockefeller Records, Kanye West has been credited numerous times for his beat-making skills, one of whom was Jay-Z. He really liked Kanye, and Kanye really liked Jay-Z. Both would benefit from the relationship they had together. But in all honesty, Kanye West took it and ran with it. Being one of the main producers for the album that was geared to bring Jay-Z back into the spotlight, into the millions of listeners, Kanye West would help produce the breakout album, The Blueprint. It became one of the top hip-hop albums of all time, and this would become also Kanye's breakout into the music industry. Before his Rockefeller stint, Kanye West would be a beatmaker, selling his creations to anyone who would buy them, some for $100, some for $2, but definitely not enough to keep a house afloat. His breakout with Jay-Z would make these beats much more valuable, and obviously the markup went up. However, despite the huge success of him being a producer, being on the level of some of his mentors like No ID, Kanye wanted what Jay-Z had all his life, to become a rapper. And although Kanye had proven himself with his producing skills that he can make groundbreaking music, music that can sell, Rockefeller would turn him down. Now, the reasoning behind this would be debated for a long time. However, one working theory is that if Kanye West became a solo rapper, then they would not have a producer to have on call, one that can make songs for multiple artists, not just himself. And one of these are for Jay-Z. And why risk an investment where you have already a time-improved method in Jay-Z that is shown to make records sell for millions? Kanye West hasn't proven himself as a rapper yet, only as a producer. Although Jay-Z was a great lyricist, he is known for relying on producers to help elevate his work. It's actually something he is quite proud of. Like a scout, Jay-Z would find talented producers through the woodwork and develop themselves and himself. Kanye would be stuck in a rut. Although he would see wide-known fame throughout the music industry, it was his skills as a producer, as a beatmaker that people knew him for, not being a solo artist, even though he was a rapper long before he started producing. He would try to shop himself around, however, much like the place where he sold his beats at Rockefeller Records. They would rather have him as the beatmaker that he'd proven himself to be than a solo artist. It also didn't help Kanye's case that he did not portray the visuals of a gangster, something that was super important of the time. And mind you, this isn't something that we would notice today, but that the rapper look, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, were some of the few that would portray this ever popular image. And something that is new is never easy to release. However, ironically as it may be, it would become Capitol Records, the owners of Rockefeller Records, that would sign Kanye West to their label as an artist. I guess the fear of Kanye West moving to somewhere else is a lot worse case scenario than, you know, just having him as a producer. And this would light a fire in Kanye West. Finally, something that he was looking for all his life, he's finally found the ticket, the golden ticket. Constantly producing his first record, staying up late, he would tirelessly try to perfect the first record he will debut in his dream career as a rapper. However, one fateful night, half asleep, Kanye would be driving home from yet another late night of recording at the studio. One blink, two blinks, then a longer one after that. We've all been there, fighting the urge, but reluctantly giving into the resting of your tired eyes. Kanye West would fall asleep at the wheel and hit an oncoming car. The accident would leave him with a broken jaw, something that would be the worst for any person relying on their voice. The driver would be left with two broken legs. Rushed and admitted to the hospital, Kanye would have to have his jaw wired shut in order for it to heal properly. 2 weeks later, West would muster up the strength to yet again walk into the studio. However, he had a clear vision. He was intending on creating a piece of music that would paint this picture leading up to that one fateful night in California. Though the vocals he sung, the actual pain to rap through a broken jaw can be clearly heard in the track. Kanye West would write Through the Wire. In this song, it would reference many times about that night. How do you console my mom or give her light support, telling her son is on life support? And just imagine how my girl feel on the plane, scared as hell, that her guy looked like Emmett Till. Explaining how his mother can deal with her son on the brink of death. Or the lyric where he references the hospital of where he was at. Or the aftermath of that accident, of the stuff that he had to deal with, where he can only drink boosts for breakfast and ensures for dessert when he's with someone else, ordering pancakes, something like pancakes, he would just have the syrup, meaning he couldn't eat solid foods. And he goes along saying that every man in his position would be driven to insanity. Something as simple as eating solid foods is something that's super important to us and something that we don't really notice in our day-to-day lives. But for someone like Kanye West who had to only eat liquid foods, it's something that really rot him. But there was also the one lyric that showed his determination of going back into the studio, and hence that lyric that I mentioned before about having everyone drive a man insane because he can't eat solid foods, but also mentioning the likes of Tom Cruise or Michael Jackson during that Pepsi incident, that they would soldier forward in what they did, and Kanye West was no different. It wasn't glamorous at all. And it would be totally different than the other tracks other artists were rapping about. This was emotional, human, and conscious. Talking about how the driver was going to sue him, how he could never walk through an airport freely, always having to be searched because the metal detector would go off due to the metal in his jaw. It would be the bedrock of the album. The song would sample the Chaka Khan song Through the Fire, being pitch shifted and sped up. And this song would be the first to be released in his mixtape, the Get Well Soon mixtape, released in 2003. And just a while later, College Dropout would be released. It is a pivotal single that rocketed into a monstrosity of an album and is considered a classic by many critics. It was the home run that Kanye was looking for, to prove to everyone that he was a rapper and that he was more than just a beatmaker. And it was that fateful night where Kanye West would draw up the inspiration for, and what I think he sums up pretty well in a statement made by the rapper himself, saying, "Well, the only thing this accident is saying is, I am about to hand you the world. Just know, at any given time, I can take it away from you. To nearly lose your life, to nearly lose your mouth, your voice, your whole face, as a rapper, and I had to be on TV. My face looks crazy to me now, but I have to just thank God for the situation that I'm in. Through the Wire is the worst thing that could have happened to me. And now it's obviously the best thing. Look how it exploded. And that's all for today, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And before I forget, I did release a contest last episode where you had the chance to win a pair of amazing AKG headphones. And the comments are in, the reviews are in, and I've put them on the Excel sheet, and I have found the winner. The winner is Outer Space Ninja. Congratulations. Send me an email at audioaddiction.info@gmail.com, and we'll work something out to find out how am I going to get these headphones to you. Whether you're in the States or in Canada or somewhere else in the world, I will find a way to get these headphones to you. And just a few comments about this episode here. Kanye West, you know, in modern times here, he has a totally different perspective on how he presents himself. But I think he's always had this kind of swagger to him, and it kind of feels a little ignorant, to say the least, because he's always had that kind of confidence in him. But it almost seems so Hollywood-esque about Through the Wire and how his struggle of trying to become an artist, and it's something totally different than what we usually see with rappers of that day. You know, they come from the hood. They had a very, very rough life. Kanye West was the total opposite of that. But yet he still had the same, not the same struggles, but a different set of struggles. He was being looked at as something that he wasn't what he was. He was a beat maker. Yeah, he was an amazing producer. He made great songs, but that's not how he saw himself. He saw himself as a rapper, and trying to shop himself as a rapper and everyone turning him down, saying, nah, stick to your beats, must have taken a toll on him. And that crash, as dreadful as it was, is almost a wake-up call to the rapper. And it was able to give him the inspiration, as romantic as that sounds, to create Through the Wire and make that the bedrock of the College Dropout album. And that's all I really had to say about this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We are on all the major podcasting services. We're on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Podbean, Radio Public, and Stitcher. If you really like this episode, head on down to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Let me know what you think about the episode. And also, if you have any friends or family that also might like this episode, consider sharing the episode as well. I'll see you later, you guys.